对，
早。
早。You know, there's an old story about a man who wanted to know.
有一个故事呢，是讲到一个人。
What is the purpose of life?
他在问一个问题，就是人生的目的是什么？
That's a big question, isn't it?
这是一个很大的一个问题。
Well, this man, he sold all his possessions, he left his family, and he traveled around the whole world.
所以这个人他就把他的家产全部变卖了，他到处旅行。
Search of the answer.
他在寻找这个问题的答案。
And he searched for many years, and finally he came to the place of just despair.
他寻找了很多年，终于他来到了一个地方，他非常的疲倦。
His last hope. He heard about a guru who lived way up in the mountains in Tibet.
他呢听到就是有一个灵性的导师呢是在西藏的高山上面。
So he climbed the mountain.
所以他爬到这个山上。
Went through a big thunderstorm.
他经过了许多的风暴。
He became tired and he was desperate and hungry.
他非常的累，他非常的沮丧。
All his food was gone, and he actually injured one of his feet, but he hobbled along up the mountain using a branch for a crutch.
而且他非常的饥饿，并且这个伤了一条腿，所以他必须用这个树枝做着拐杖呢，这样帮助他行走。
Finally, on the top of the mountain, there sat the guru.
终于他来到了这个山上，看到这个灵性的导师，他坐在那里。
And the bright sunlight shone down through the cloud and surrounded the guru.
这个太阳光呢，从这个云朵当中这个射下来，就是照在这个灵性导师的周围。
The man he staggered forward and said, "Oh, I found you, blessed guru."
他这个人他一拐一拐的来到这个灵性导师的面前，就说啊，您是有福的。
I've given up everything to seek the truth.
我放下了世上的一切，我要来寻找真理。
It will all be worthwhile if you can answer my question.
如果你能够回答我的问题，那真是太好了。
Tell me, what is the purpose of life?
你能告诉我人生的目的是什么吗？
And the guru smiled.
这个灵性导师笑了一笑。
He said, "My son, here is the answer you seek."
他说我的孩子啊，这是你要寻找的答案。
The purpose of life is a fountain.
这个人生的目的呢，是一个喷泉。
There was a long pause, and the man shook his head. He said, "A fountain?"
所以有一段很长的静默。这个人他问，是一个喷泉吗？
I've traveled thousands of miles to hear your words.
我历经了这个千里的跋涉，我来到这里，就听到这样的答案吗？
All my possessions are gone. I'm starving.
我已经没有了财产，我现在非常的饥饿。
I may die on this mountain, and all you have to say is the purpose of life is a fountain?
我可能要死在这个山上，可是你给我的答案却只是人生的目的就是一道喷泉。
The guru sort of troubled. He said, "You mean it isn't a fountain?"
这个灵性导师有在颤抖。他说，难道不是一道喷泉吗？
So the point is, the guru didn't really know the answer either.
所以事实上，这个灵性导师他也不知道人生的目的是什么。
But today, I'm happy to tell you, if you look in the right place, you can know the answer to this question.
可是我今天要很高兴的告诉你，你如果在对的地方找，你可以找到这个问题的答案。
The Apostle Peter is going to give us the answer.
这个使徒彼得他要给我们这个问题的答案。
I believe you will really like the biblical, the true answer to this question.
所以你一定会很喜欢能够得到这个合乎圣经的这个问题的答案。
When you know the answer to this question, it's going to change your life.
当你知道这个问题的答案，你将会改变你的生命。
So let me start. I'm going to ask you a question.
在这里我要问你一个问题。
Right after a person is baptized, when we baptize them, what are the words we say just as we're lifting the person up out of the water?
当我们在进行洗礼的时候，这个受浸的人从水里上来的时候，我们会说什么呢？
You know, we say buried with Christ in baptism, right? You go under, you're dead, you're buried.
当我们把这个受浸的人浸到水里的时候，我们会说在浸礼中与基督一同埋葬。
And then,
然后呢？当他们起来的时候呢
？Okay, raised to walk.
你要起来，要走在。
Yes, raised to walk in newness.Of life.
要走在一个新的生命当中。
Okay, so immediately after you have received Christ as your Savior,
当我们接受耶稣基督成为我们的救主，
you're going to begin to walk in this newness of life.
我们将走在一个崭新的生命当中。
By the word walk, we mean, you know, you're going to walk along in this world.
当我们英文用走用 walk 这个字的时候，就是说我们要在这个世界上面。
So this is a process. It's a step by step, one day at a time.
就是一步一步，一天一天这样的过程。
But it's newness of life.
可是呢，它是一个崭新的生活。
You no longer walk the way you used to walk.
我们不再像我们以前的那样方式来过我们的生活。
Your life has been changed by God.
我们的生命已经被神改变了。
Again, that's a good place to say amen.
Amen.
Amen. The old is gone, the new has come.
旧事已过，都变成新的了。
So in 1 Peter chapter 1, that's what he was talking about, your new birth.
在彼得前书的第一章是讲到我们的一个新生。
Okay, God has given you.New birth.
神已经给了我们一个新的诞生。
Now the very first word in chapter 2,
在第二章的第一个字呢
？Therefore.
因此。
Okay. So whenever we see the word therefore, we have to ask ourselves.
当我们看到因此这个字的时候，我们要问我们什么？我们自己什么样子的问题呢
？What's it there for?
因此。
Okay.It always refers you back to what was before it.
这通常都是把我们指向在这个因此之前的所讲的一些事情。
Just a little review in chapter 1, Peter said, "You are born again."
所以我们要回顾一下，在第一章彼得讲到说，你们是重生的。
So therefore, because you have been born again.
因为已经重生了，所以因此要怎么样
？And if you remember, because this physical world is fading away.
因为这个现在的世界会消失。
Remember, he talked about how the flower falls and the grass withers.
你记得说他提到这个花会凋谢，这个草会枯萎。
But see, this new spiritual life you have is eternal.
但是我们拥有的这一个属灵的生命呢，是一个永恒的。
That's because God Himself is the source of your life.
因为上帝是我们这个生命的一个来源。
So Peter says, therefore, get rid of malice.
所以彼得说，因此你们要除去这个罪恶。
Okay, actually, here, let me show you that. There's the old, you're taking off the old, you're putting on the new.
所以你要脱去旧人，要穿上新人。
Peter says, get rid of all malice.
所以这边要脱去这个旧的这个恶毒。
If you don't get rid of the old, those old things are going to spoil the new life.
如果我们不把这些旧的除去的话，它会毁坏，弄脏了新的东西。
Now here's the thing, God has given you a will.
神给了我们自由的意志。
You have to use your will to make a conscious effort to get rid of the old.
所以我们必须用我们的意志做一个决定，要除去这些旧的。
If you continue to do the old things like you used to do, how can you grow spiritually?
如果我们还是继续做以前旧的事情的话，我们怎么能够有新的一个生命呢？
Okay, that's called the definition of insanity, right? You keep doing the same old things, but you expect a different result.
这其实就是精神错乱的一个定义。你一直在做同样的事情，但是期望却有不同的结果。
So let me say, so malice, what is malice?
所以我们来看一下什么叫做恶毒。
Do you hate certain people?
你如果对另外一个人你想要伤害他。
Maybe there's a group of people out there and you just, anytime you hear about those people, you just think, oh, I hate those people.
也许在外面有一群人，当你听到他们的时候，你就想要伤害他们。
Maybe you have a desire to inflict harm on those people.
所以你想要对他们造成伤害的意念。
Okay, that's of the devil. That's the old nature. Get rid of it.
这个是从魔鬼来的，我们要除去它。
Deceit.
诡诈。
Deceit. I'm going to conceal the truth. I'm going to hide what is the truth. I'm going to deliberately.Mislead you.
这个诡诈呢，就是隐藏了真相，或者是故意的想要误导别人。
It's of the devil. Get rid of it.
这也是从魔鬼那边来的，我们要除去它。
Hypocrisy.
假善，或者是虚伪。
I say one thing, but I do the other.
我虚伪就是说一件事，可是我却做另外的方式。
Jesus said,
耶稣说
Woe to you, teachers of the law and Pharisees, you hypocrites!
耶稣说你们这些假冒为善的文士和法利赛人有祸了。
You say one thing and you do the other.
你这样说可是你却那样子做。
Peter says, stop being a hypocrite.
所以彼得说停止，不要再做这样子假冒为善的人。
Envy.
嫉妒。
Envy is really the same as coveting.
嫉妒其实就跟贪心是一样
的。You want what rightfully belongs to someone else.
就是别人合理拥有的东西你却想要去得。
It could be their car, their house, their property, their stuff.
这也许是他们的车子，他们的房子，他们的财产，你想要得到。
It could be their success. You think, why is he successful and I'm not?
也许是别人很成功，然后你心里在说他为什么这么成功，而我却是这样。
Okay, Peter says, stop it, stop doing that. God will give you what you need.
彼得说，停止，不要这样子，上帝会给你所需要的。
And number five on Peter's list is slander.
在彼得所讲的有第五个，就是毁谤。
Slander is when we say negative, maybe even false things about somebody else.
毁谤呢，就是说别人一些负面的事情，甚至是一些虚假的事情。
So if you envy somebody, you will slander them.
当你嫉妒别人的时候，你就会说一些毁谤的话。
Okay. Stop doing that. Okay, that's the old nature.
停止做这些事情，因为这是你旧的本性。
Put those things to death.
将这些旧的东西让它把它置于死地。
That all went under the water in the baptism and died.
就像在浸礼当中，你进到水里，它已经埋葬，已经死了。
Now your new life, listen to the words that are coming out of your mouth.
当我们有了新的生命的时候，我们要注意从我们口中所说出的话。
The words that come out of your mouth reveal what is in your heart.
从我们口中所说出的话，其实是彰显我们内心所想的。
Peter said we are to love each other deeply from the heart.
所以彼得说，我们在心里要彼此的切实相爱。
So part of the answer to our question about wow, what's my purpose in life? Part of it is getting rid of some stuff.
所以人生的目的呢，其实有一部分就是要除去这些旧的。
Did you know the Jews have a festival? It's called the Festival of Unleavened Bread.
大家知道在犹太人有一个节日叫做除酵节。
It comes right around this time, around Easter, around Passover.
它差不多就是现在这个时间，就是过逾越节的时间。
They're going to go all through their house. They're going to look for anything that has leaven or yeast.
所以他们会就是在家里面找，看哪个地方有这些酵的地方。
When they find it, they throw it away.
当他们找到了，他们就把它丢掉。
Leaven or yeast symbolizes sin.
酵或者是酵母呢？是代表了罪恶的一个象征。
The idea is we must get rid of the sin, get the sin out of your life.
所以我们要把罪恶从我们的生命当中要除去。
So we're going to make a conscious effort to do that.
所以我们必须在很清楚在理智上面知道要除去这个事情。
Peter says one of the best ways to help you to do that, you have to remember.What is the source of my new life?
所以彼得要提醒我们，我们这个新生命的来源究竟是什么？
Here's the good news. This is not self-help. This is God chose you, and He's going to enable you to do it.
这并不是说我们自我帮助自己，而是神他会帮助我们，给我们能力能够做。
The source is God Himself.
这个来源。是上帝他自己。
That's why we can do it.
这是为什么我们能够做得到。
So Peter says, therefore, like a newborn baby, crave spiritual milk.
所以彼得就说，因此就要爱慕纯净的灵奶，像才生的婴孩爱慕奶一样。
I want to mention last Sunday, Pastor Don gave us a sermon.
提醒一下，就是上个礼拜董牧师也跟我们讲了。
He was talking about the Apostle Paul's teaching between milk and meat.
他提到了这个使徒保罗，他也是讲到了这个奶跟肉的一个问题。
That teaching was exactly correct.
这个教导是正确的。
Okay, we need to mature. We need to grow up spiritually.
因为我们要在灵里面能够长进。
Now Peter is going to use a similar example.
彼得呢，他也会用一个类似的比喻。
Peter is not talking about milk versus meat.
可是彼得呢，他并不是把这个奶跟肉来做一个比较。
Peter is saying, as a Christian, whether you're a newborn baby or whether you've been a Christian for a long time.
彼得说，不论你是在灵里面，还是像出生的的小孩子，或者是已经成熟的基督徒了。
The word of God to you, it should always be like the way a newborn baby wants its mother's milk.
这个神的话语对我们每一个人每一个基督徒来讲，都应该像是小孩子盼望要能够吸到母亲的奶一样。
A strong desire for nourishment and intimacy with God.
就是对神从神那边来的一个营养的一个渴慕。
This is what should characterize you as a Christian.
这是我们作为基督徒一生的一个特征。
Okay, it's not that you remain a baby like you never grow up.
这并不是说我们要像这个小婴孩一样，一直就不长大了。
It's simply you never stop being incredibly hungry for God's word.
这只是要说我们要非常热切的渴望能够来读神的话语。
So the moment that a baby is born, it knows instinctively where to go to get what it needs.
就是当这个小 baby 出生的时候呢，他很自然而然的，他就知道说他要去哪里找这个奶。
The baby has one desire.
这个小婴孩他就只有一个渴望。
The baby doesn't care what mom looks like.
这个 小婴孩他并不在乎母亲长得什么样子。
The baby doesn't care what dad looks like.
他也不在乎父亲长什么样子。
Okay, you might care about things like the color of a baby's blanket.
我们也许会对这个小婴孩他的这个毯子是什么颜色我们很在意。
A baby doesn't care.
可是小婴孩他们不在乎。
You might care, oh, look at those cute little pajamas.
也许我们很在乎，哎，这个他穿的这个睡衣好可爱。
Baby doesn't care about the pajamas.
可是婴孩他并不在乎这个。
Babies don't cry because they don't like the color that you chose for the nursery.
这个小婴孩他并不会因为你这个房间的颜色他就好像要哭，他就哭。
Okay, baby is single-minded. It wants one thing.
这个婴孩他就只有一件事情。
And if it doesn't get what it wants,
如果他没有得到的话呢？
啊！
哇，他就开始哭了。
Okay, so let me see if I get another one. Okay, I want mommy.
我要妈妈。
Okay, so we need to be craving God's word all our lives, just like a baby craves its mother's milk.
我们要对这个神的话有非常的渴慕，就是好像婴孩渴慕奶，母亲的奶一样。
Is it possible for a Christian to have like no appetite for God's word?
可是我们基督徒有可能对神的话语没有胃口吗？
A baby cannot survive without its mother's milk.
婴孩他如果没有母亲的奶的话，他没有办法生存。
So a Christian at any level of maturity, you still need the daily nourishment of God's word.
不论我们基督徒，不论我们灵命的程度如何，我们每一天都需要神话语的滋养。
Without it, you will not survive.
如果没有的话，我们没有办法存活。
Now what? Oh yeah, milk now.
我要喝奶，现在。
God has given us in the natural physical world, it's such a beautiful picture of something spiritual.
神借着这个自然的物质世界给我们一个这个在属灵里面一个非常美丽的图画。
See this intimate, loving relationship of breastfeeding the baby.
我们可以看到这个母亲用母乳来喂养婴孩是多么的亲密，而且是美好。
I don't think there's a more tender, comforting image of a mother with her baby.
没有一个像这样用是母亲用母乳喂养她的孩子这样的一个形象更让人感到温柔还安慰。
So this close personal relationship, it brings love and joy and peace, not only to the baby, but to the mom.
这非常亲密的一个关系呢，带给我们平安、喜乐和平安。
Okay, it's amazing. Okay, this tender, intimate relationship is what God is offering to you.
这一个温柔，这样一个安慰的一个的这个图像呢，其实是神要赐给我们的。
Okay, especially when you're suffering.
尤其是当我们遇到患难的时候。
Yeah, God loves you. He wants to give you what you need.
神他爱我们，他要给我们我们所需要的。
Now, in Hebrew, there are many, many names for God.
在希伯来文里头神有很多的名字。
You probably know some of them. We have El Shaddai.
你可能听过一些像 El Shaddai.
El
Elyon.
Adonai.
Adonai.
Yahweh.
Yahweh.
What else do we know here? Jehovah Jireh.
Jehovah Jireh.
You've heard some of those names.
我们听到这些名字。
Okay, according to, let me see, the Israeli Institute of Biblical Studies says.
在这个以色列圣经研究学院里头，他说到
，This name El Shaddai, it literally in the Hebrew means the word breast.
这个 El Shaddai, 这个 Shaddai 这个字呢，在希伯来文里头其实是代表这个乳房的意思。
By the way, just what I'm thinking about it, you know, the guru said, purpose of life is a fountain. He was close.
当然这个灵性导师说这个人生的目的呢是一道泉水啊，他说的可能有点接近。
In a way, the mother's breast is a fountain of life.
啊，这个母亲这个乳房它所出来的乳汁是啊生命的一个泉源。
But this biblical name Shaddai, it means breast, and you can literally say, "God is my breast."
所以啊，这个 Shaddai 代表的是乳房，所以 El Shaddai， 你可以说上帝是喂养我的乳房。
If you wanted a little bit more, you know, less graphic, God, all sufficient.
如果我们换另外一个方式来讲，就是神是完全充足的。
Now this is truly amazing.
这是非常奇妙的。
Almost all of the biblical images we have of God are masculine.
大部分上帝在圣经里头的形象都好像都是男性的。
God is our father.
上帝是我们的父亲。
God is a mighty warrior.
上帝是一个大能的战士。
Okay, but here something special. The Apostle Peter is saying God's word for you as a believer.
可是彼得在这边讲很特别，他说神的话语对我们来讲
You're like a newborn baby at its mother's breast to comfort you, especially if you're hurting.
就好像是母亲喂养婴孩的这个奶。
Okay, so this is another big part of your purpose for your life.
所以这也是我们人生的目的的另外一个大的部分。
Okay, you know that God has chosen you. You're born by God.
所以我们已知道神拣选了我们，我们在神里面有了新的生命。
And God wants you to enjoy your fellowship with Him, your relationship with God.
所以神愿意我们跟他有很好的一个亲密的关系。
But just as a baby longs for nothing but its mother's milk, so you need to be careful to.Seek your spiritual nourishment from no other source.
就好像婴孩，他只从母亲的奶得到喂养，我们也要很小心，我们不要从别的地方来寻找这个属灵的喂养。
What is your source?
我们属灵喂养的来源是什么呢？
God's word, the Bible. That's your source.
是神的话语。
Okay, you don't need to run off and try to find some guru on, you know, the top of a mountain.
所以我们不需要到这个深山野林里头去找这个属灵的导师。
They do. People do that.
你知道有些人他们是这么做的。
Would you feed? Let's see. Try this one. Would you feed your baby junk food, potato chips?
你会喂你的小婴孩这个垃圾食物吗？
Okay, God said, man does not live by bread alone, but by what?
神说人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠
every word of God.
是靠神口里所出的一切话。
So God's word is our milk.
所以神的话语是我们的奶。
It's also our daily bread.
是我们每天的食物。
Okay, it's also meat for the spiritually mature.
它是也是对这个属灵成熟的人来讲，也是我们的这个干粮。
The Bible even says God's word is sweeter than honey.
圣经上也说这个神的话语比蜜更甘甜。
So here's a little girl, and she knows that honey is sweet.
这里有个女孩，她知道神的话语。比上帝的蜜甘甜。
Psalm 119 says, "How sweet are your words to my taste, sweeter than honey to my mouth."
在诗篇119篇有说到，你的言语在我上膛何等甘美，在我口中比蜜更甜。
Why is God's word so sweet?
为什么神的话语是这样的甜美呢？
It's good for you.
因为它对我们有好处。
God's word gives you.Understanding, it gives you wisdom.
他神的话语给我们智慧，让我们能够理解各样的事。
God's word will keep you from going down the wrong path. It will turn you the right way.
神的话语会 帮助我们远离那些错误有害的道路，而转向一个正确的道路。
Okay, so what is the purpose? Why consume the spiritual milk?
所以我们为什么要喝灵里的奶呢？
Peter says, it's only verse 2, but he says, so that by it you may grow up.
我们现在虽然只到第二节，不过就是这个目的是要叫我们因此能够见长。
So another part of the purpose of your life is that you would grow up.
所以我们吃灵奶的目的是让我们能够长大。
A mother's milk causes a baby to grow up.
这个母亲的奶让这个婴孩能够长大。
Rain causes plants to grow up.
这个雨水呢，能够帮助这些植物能够长大。
When you are filled with the Word of God, it will cause you to grow up spiritually.
当我们有了神的话语在我们里面，我们就会长大，在灵里面长大。
Now Peter says, "You've tasted the Lord is good."
所以彼得说，你们尝过主恩的滋味。
Verse 3, he says, you've tasted, and so when did you taste that the Lord is good?
你什么时候尝过主恩的滋味呢？
When God gave you the new birth, that's when you tasted his kindness to you.
当我们当神给我们一个新的生命的时候，我们就尝到他给我们的恩典。
That's good. I want more.
我们感觉是这个真好，我需要更多的。
Okay, you tasted something good. Greater consumption is going to help you to grow.
当我们吃了一些美味的东西，我们会想要更多，吃更多。
The more you get God's word, the more you will be spiritually satisfied.
当我们吃了更多，这个神的话语在帮助我们，让我们得到更大的满足。
Psalm 1.Blessed is the man whose delight is in the law of the Lord.
在诗篇第一篇里头讲到，唯喜爱耶和华的律法，昼夜思想，这人变为有福。
Blessed,
有福。
Okay, and you meditate on his word day and night, thinking about God's word.
我们要昼夜思想，喜爱耶和华的律法。
There's a Psalm 42 says, "As the deer pants for streams of water, so my soul pants for you, O God."
在诗篇四十二篇里头说到，神啊，我的心切慕你，如鹿切慕溪水。
Okay, so you have a sense of, "Oh, I want that."
我们要有这样子的一个渴慕。
Now, do you know why we don't forget to feed the baby?
你知道我们为什么不会忘记要去喂这个婴孩吗？
I already told you.
我已经告诉你了。
Because he's going to scream his head off.
因为他会大声的尖叫。
But let's be honest.
可是我们要对我们自己诚实。
Okay. Do we have any feeling like that, even remotely, about the Word of God?
我们是不是有像这个婴孩这样渴慕的一个心呢？
If you didn't hear God's word today, would you miss it?
你如果今天没有听到神的话语，你会很想。
I know it, me too. I know if I took your iPhone away or your iPad, you would miss it, right?
如果说我把你的iPhone 跟 iPad 拿走的话，你会很想要再找回这个东西。
But if we had a choice today, let's just say.You could hear and read the Word of God, or I don't know, have lunch. Would you choose God's Word?
如果给你一个选择，你愿意在这边听神的话语，还是说你要去午餐？你会选哪一个？你只能选一个的话。
I'm not saying that choose it because I have to. It's like a legalistic duty. I must do it.
我并不是说好像在法律上面这个责任，我必须要选这个。
I'm saying choose it because you truly desire to hear God's word.
而是我们心甘情愿，我们自己愿意想要来多听神的话语。
Would you have this discontent that you would cry out?
当我们有这种不满足的感觉的时候呢，我们就会呼求。
You may remember, I think it was Elder Wu was giving a sermon on the book of Amos.
记得这个吴长老在跟我们有一次在提到阿摩斯书的时候。
He showed us this in Amos. The days are coming, declares the Lord, when I will send a famine through the land. Not a famine of food or thirst for water, but a famine for hearing the words of the Lord.
在阿摩斯书里头说到，主耶和华说，日子将到，我必命饥荒降在地上。人饥饿非因无饼，饥渴非因无水，乃因不听耶和华的话。
So I think, you know, you're here on Sunday. I think you like to hear a sermon. It's good.
所以我们来到礼拜天，我们来到主的殿中，我们听讲道，这是很好的。
But if we're truthful, I mean, probably all of us are a long way from craving God's word the way a baby craves its mother's milk.
可是说实在话，跟这个小婴孩渴慕母亲的奶来比较的话，我们渴慕神的话语，其实还有很长的一段距离。
Okay, so how can the word of God do its work in me if I don't really desire it? I like junk food.
如果神在我们身上做工，我们怎么会不渴慕神的话呢？说实在话，我其实也蛮喜欢那些垃圾食物。
Well, the Apostle Peter, he was just like us, and he's going to help us.
彼得，使徒彼得也跟我们是一样的，他要来帮助我们。
The truth is, you know, we all fall short of being what God would have us to be.
我们其实都没有做到神希望我们达到的。
So, until you experience a certain discontent with where you are spiritually.
所以要一直到我们在灵里面我们有这种不满足的感觉的时候，
you're not going to have a desire to grow spiritually.
我们不会在灵里面我们想要长大。
I'm going to go back. The spiritual growth is going to come when you intentionally get rid of the old.
所以这个我们灵性的成长是决定于我们是不是已经定义要把我们旧的老我的态度要除去。
And you have to gain a deeper, richer understanding of God's word.
我们要来更深入了解上帝的话语。
Because God's word is a person.
所以其实上帝的话语是借着一个特定的人来启示出来的。
And it's going to take some effort on our part to, we're going to have to discipline ourselves. That's the word disciple, right? Discipline.
所以我们必须要有一些纪律。这个纪律其实门徒disciple 这个字呢，其实是就从这个纪律 discipline 而来的。
And as you get to know this man, as you get to know who this man is, okay, the result is going to be your love for the word is going to increase.
当我们来认识这一位的时候，我们对神的爱就能够更多。
Okay, you're going to grow spiritually, just like that rain falling on a plant causes it to grow physically.
我们认识更多，就好像这个雨水让植物生长，我们在灵里面也能够成长。
So the Holy Spirit of God is involved with His Word. He's going to help you.
神的灵帮助我们能够更理解神的话语。
All right, Peter changes his example now. We're going to stop talking about babies and milk.
彼得他改变了换了一个比喻。
He's going to start talking about stones that form a spiritual house.
那他现在开始要讲这个石头，一个建造这个属灵房子的石头。
So he's kind of going from talking to you as an individual believer.
所以他是对我们来说从一个做一个个人的基督徒。
Now we're going to talk about how all of us together, how we relate to one another.
现在他要提到说我们这些基督徒我们之间有什么关系。
Okay, each one of these stones in the building represents a believer.
所以这个这个房子里头的每一个石块就代表每一个基督徒。
Jesus Christ is the chief cornerstone of the building.
这个耶稣基督是最重要的那块房角石。
Do you see how those stones support each other by being together?
我们看到这些石块呢，它彼此的扶持。
I had one other point I wanted to make here. I'm looking for it.
我还有另外一个重点。
Okay, maybe it's coming on the next page. That's okay. So, as brothers and sisters, we're brothers and sisters. We have one father.
我们彼此称呼弟兄姊妹，因为我们有一个天父。
He puts us together.
他把我们放在一起。
Because he has a purpose. God has a purpose for.This spiritual house.
因为神对这个属灵的房子呢，他有一个特别的目的。
The only way we can fulfill His purpose is together.
当我们为了要达到这个目的呢，其实我们要一起来合作。
Okay, if you're not in contact with your brothers and sisters, you cannot fulfill the purpose.
如果我们没有在一起来合作连接在一起的话，我们没有办法来实现这个目的。
So this is by God's design. The church is God's creation.
这是上帝的目的，因为教会是上帝的创造。
I just say there's a couple of places in the Old Testament that talk about God as rock.
在旧约圣经里头有很多地方讲到神是石头。
Psalm 18 says, "The Lord is my rock, a fortress, my deliverer."
在诗篇18篇说，耶和华是我的岩石，我的山寨，我的救主。
God is my rock, in whom I take refuge.
神是我的磐石，我所投靠的。
Psalm 62, "Truly, He is my rock, my fortress."
在诗篇62篇，唯独他是我的磐石，我的拯救。
Okay, so now the Apostle Peter calls you guys believers. He calls you living stones.
所以这个彼得呢，他说我们这些基督徒是活石。
And so God is a rock. He's the stone. In fact, he quotes Psalm 118: "The stone, the builders."Rejected has become the head of the corner.
在诗篇118篇，他说：“匠人所砌的石头，已成了房角的头块石头。”
Here's another way of looking at it.
这里有另外一个图，我们可来看一下。
For Israel, the stone that would have completed Israel, the keystone, they rejected.
对以色列来讲要完成以色列这样一个事情，有一块关键的石头，可是他们弃绝了。
They rejected the Messiah.
他们拒绝了弥赛亚。
You know, in Deuteronomy chapter 32, listen to this.
在申命记32章里头。
There's a name in Hebrew, it's Jeshurun, but it means Israel.
这里他是讲到耶稣伦，可是其实是讲的就是以色列。
There's a prophecy. It says literally, Israel abandoned the God who made them. They rejected the rock, their savior.
在这里生命记里头他说了一个预言，他以色列便离弃造他们的神。轻看救他的磐石。
And Isaiah says he will be a stone that causes people to stumble, a rock that makes them fall.
以赛亚先知说，他必作为圣所，却向以色列两家做绊脚的石头，跌人的磐石。
So the Jewish leaders, they would not join themselves to the keystone.
所以这些犹太人的领袖，他们不愿意加入耶稣，他们弃绝了这块关键的石头。
And they denied Jesus. In fact, in front of Pontius Pilate, they said, "We have no king but Caesar."
他们拒绝了耶稣， 他们在这个罗马巡抚比拉多前面，他说除了该杀我们没有王。
Crucify him.
我把他钉在十字架上。
They threw Jesus away.
他们把耶稣丢弃了。
Like rubbish, they threw him out of Jerusalem.
他们把耶稣扔在这个耶路撒冷的垃圾当中。
They looked on Jesus as useless.
他们认为耶稣是无用的。
But Israel's rejection of that keystone, it has become the foundation stone for the church.
可是这些犹太人他们所丢弃的这块关键的石头呢，成了教会的一个基础。
So Jesus Christ, He is the foundation of the church.
耶稣基督是教会的基石。
It's His church.
是他的教会。
Listen, is God a God of order or is He a God of chaos?
我们想一想，神是一个有秩序的神，还是一个混乱的神呢？
Okay, the church doesn't look like this.
教会并不是像这样子。
Okay, God is adding stones, living stones to His church.
上帝他正在添加石头。
And in the end, all those stones are going to fit together according to His purpose.
只有这些石头只有按着他的计划结合在一起。
He's making a spiritual house for a purpose.
这样他才会建造一个有目的的一个属灵的房子。
People who disbelieve.
那些不相信的人。
People who are disobedient to the word of God.
那些不顺服神的话语的人。
People who reject Jesus as Savior.
那些拒绝耶稣基督成为他们救主的人。
They are going to find Jesus to be a stone over which they trip and they fall to their own destruction.
他们会发现耶稣基督是他们绊脚的石头，是他们会跌入自己毁灭之中的那块石头。
That was true of ancient Israel.
这是对以色列来讲是。
It is true today. Every unbeliever individually.
对每一个不信的人也是这样。
If you reject God's mercy in Christ, it will bring condemnation.
如果我们拒绝了借着耶稣基督所赐给我们的连续，这就会成了一个咒诅。
Peter continues, I'm in verse 9, but you're a chosen people, you are a chosen people, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, you are God's special possession.
所以彼得他说到，唯有你们是被拣选的族类，是有君尊的祭司，是圣洁的国度，是属神的子民。
And here's the purpose.
然后他说到目的。
So that you may declare the praises of him who called you out of darkness into his wonderful light.
是要叫你们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
Okay, purpose of your life.
所以我们生命的目的是。
I said it's a big question.
这是一个很大的问题。
It's more than a fountain.
是比那个水泉还要更大的。
So the purpose of your life, both as an individual Christian and as a member of the church.
所以这个生命的目的不仅是我们对每一个个别的基督徒而言，也是一个作为教会整体教会的一份子。
Here's your purpose: to know God.
这是我们的目的，要认识上帝。
Okay, through His Word, just like that baby craving the mother's milk.
透过上帝的话语，就好像小婴孩他渴慕母亲的奶一样。
Purpose. Enjoy Him. Enjoy God. He is your Father, and He loves you.
而且我们要享受他，因为他是我们的天父。
And Peter said, "So that you may declare." That means use your mouth, declare the praises of Him who called you out of darkness.
所以彼得就说，我们要用我们的话语，要叫我们宣扬那召你们出黑暗入奇妙光明者的美德。
Your purpose: know God, enjoy God, make God known. They don't know God out there. They don't know who Jesus is.
所以我们生命的目的就是要认识神，我们要来享受他，并且让上帝能够让人认识。
OK.
Okay, so now you know the purpose of your life.
所以我们现在知道我们生命的目的。
Okay, walk in the newness of the life that God has given you.
我们要走入上帝赐给我们一个崭新的生命。
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.